Torchwood, above the atmosphere, beyond the stars.
Every century is when everything changes.
You'll never be ready.
To Torchwood.
Oh, great. A hologram.
This place provides the complete history of our Institute. From the very time we founded our great enterprise in the year of our Lord, 1879, we decreed that there should be a record of this achievement stored at the very furthest limits of the British Empire.
A lonely asteroid in the middle of nowhere.
Torchwood's story is, I have no doubt, remarkable. And the curious will always want to learn it.
No one's been here for centuries. Listen.
By visiting, you are spreading that legacy. Perhaps out through the skies. For now, I shall bid you a good day and welcome you to the Torchwood Archive.
Yeah? Well, I've come to shut it down.
Captain Jack Harkness, what do you want?
More holograms.
Intuitive hard light simulations, actually. They had to write a special algorithm just for my cheekbones.
Whatever. Where's the library?
What's the magic word?
Sod off.
Ooh, not even a phone number? Well, sounds like you brought some company with you.
A little, yeah. Tough day.
No problem. Activate defense array.
Impressive.
Whoa, nothing but the best. Talking of impressive weapons.
Pay no attention to him. The library is this way.
Oh, Yanto, you traitor.
You're the one flirting with him.
Where's the library?
I'll show you. Ignore him.
I am doing.
Even artificial, he's completely...
Impossible?
Unique.
I'll take both of those, and both of you.
The library's just through here.
Great. I fancy a drink.
I thought you'd never ask.
Here we are. Tea and coffee-making facilities are on the left. I would recommend the coffee. Always.
Thanks.
I'd best get back to him. Enjoy your visit to the archive.
Will do.
Hiya, visitor. You might know me best as PC Andy, but today I'm here to help guide you through the Torchwood Archive.
PC Andy?
Yeah. Andy Davidson, Sergeant, actually, and then later. But anyway, it's theme week.
Theme week.
Yeah, the visitors love a theme week. Not that we have any visitors, but hey-ho, this is classic Torchwood, 21st century. Before everything...
Yeah.
So, what records would you like me to pull up for you?
Everything you have on Object One.
Object One? Seriously?
Mm-hmm. I want to know the story of it. And also the story of Torchwood.
Oh, blimey, you don't ask much. Well, I'll see what I can do. Calling the records up for you now. It'll be in a bit of a funny order, but hey, don't shoot the messenger. Well, you can't shoot me. I'm a hologram.
Just do your best.
These records were recreated from the account of Torchwood operatives. Due to the archival nature of these recordings, quality may vary. Reading the small print there, can you tell?
Yes.
Anywho, we're all booted up. So... let's get you started.
Is this thing on? What's that? Oh, speak up, man. Oh, I see. Lean in closer to the gramophone. No, I do not care what it is actually called. Gramophone will suffice. I, Victoria Regina, ruler of the British Empire, Empress of India, etc., etc., and, of course... founder of the Torchwood Institute,
have been asked to make a speech. One is always making speeches, and yet it does not grow easier with age. When I founded the Torchwood Institute in 1879, it was with the singular hope that you would protect us from threats originating beyond this earth. It was the proudest time for the British Empire. But pride is not achieved without enemies, without envy. You were all swift to realize that such threats also provide opportunities. Brave leaps of science, arming ourselves with the weapons of our enemies, advancing our human spirit through our eternal quest for knowledge. Every alien menace has brought with it great learning, lessons that you have all been quick to master. I remember on my tour of the Great Exhibition being humbled by the sheer might of human endeavor, but that was as nothing compared to the wonders I've been shown on my tour today. 20 years to the day that this great enterprise began, we leave this unparalleled wealth of knowledge in trust to you for the good of the Empire. As one reluctantly reaches the end of life's great journey, we are proud of what has been achieved in our name, and we are proudest of nothing more than your work. Today we are here to salute Torchwood and to say, God bless you.
Well, that's the brochure, really?
Yeah. I still don't understand, not really, what Torchwood was.
Already on it. I used to try and tell girls about this on dates. In fact, here we are. Little cafe in Penarth, 2009. It's raining, obviously.
So, right, I am not kidding you. Underneath Cardiff is a secret base dedicated to saving the world.
Torchwood.
Oh, you know about it.
Yeah.
Thing is, right, Cardiff is on a rift, and stuff, alien stuff, gets washed through all the time. And it's not just Cardiff. Torchwood are all over the world trying to save us from aliens all the time. And they've been doing it for like 100 years, and they must be pretty good, right? Anyway, I am their official police liaison. And I'm telling you because I know, I feel we have a connection. You can't tell a soul.
You left out the car.
What?
They parked it in my uncle's drive once. Massive. Looked like a disco slug on wheels, it was. When he came back from Woolies, he couldn't park up. Had to use the multi-story. He was hopping mad. What with his hip?
Right, well, they were probably, you know, only saving him from some terrible alien menace.
Now tell me about it. They left this green slime on the crazy paving that won't shift. He's dead furious. Do you think I should get him to sue?
Date end well?
Well, no. Well, let's just say Torchwood operatives, we lead complicated love lives.
Mm, I get the picture. Mm. So, Torchwood gathers up alien stuff.
Yep.
So, object one would be...
alien stuff, but I'm getting there. First, you need to know about the Committee of Erebus.
The Committee? Wait, seriously?
Yeah, they've not been heard of for a while, have they?
No.
Well, they were big around here once. They took over worlds quietly, efficiently, and then just sold them off. And they were on Earth, right from the start of Torchwood, lurking in the background. Torchwood and the Committee. And then one day, well, let's just say their relationship status went to it's complicated.
Mr. Colchester here. Torchwood 2017... I hate making these reports.
No, or not objecting to paperwork. This isn't paperwork, this is talking.
Torchwood has a lot of unfinished business and loose ends. Of course it does. One such mess was the committee. Mrs. Cooper had been hearing rumours that they weren't as dead as Torchwood thought. Problem was, no one was telling me what the committee were. That includes the computer. And it turns out, secret conspiracies don't have Wikipedia pages. So, I went to follow up a lead. Apparently, there was a way you could find them. In an old people's home.
Listen, is this going to take long? Only Holmes under the hammer is on in a bit.
Look, can you tell me about the committee?
Hey?
The committee.
Oh, right. The Committee of Erebus. We are here.
You're really the committee?
Yes.
An alien conspiracy run from Cathedral Road? It's actually quite impressive. I'm here to ask you a favour. The files are in a complete mess, so it would make my life a lot simpler if you told me who you lot are and where you came from.
Well, we have no home planet you can invade, no base you can blow up. We've always been beyond such things. We are a market force, not an alien monster.
But what are you up to on this planet?
The plan never changes. Your world has much to offer. We will help it realize its full potential.
Well, that sounds bloody sinister. Listen, chum, I'd better make it clear that if your plans include invasion, then Torchwood will stop you. Is that crystal?
How? You are Torchwood. Do you even know how to be subtle?
I'll show you subtle, old man.
Oh! Physically threatening a little old man, not subtle.
No, it wasn't. Been a while since I lost my temper. Don't make me do it again. I'm very good at it.
You may go now.
Oh, that's it, is it, old man? Oh, well. It takes a stubborn bugger to know one. I like stubborn. Suits me down to the ground. Let's see how much that body you borrowed can take. You ever had a fingernail torn off? Funnily enough, I just happened to have brought some pliers with me.
What are you doing? Oh, no, let go of me. Who are you?
And you've buggered off, leaving Gramps to face the music. Pity. Been a while since I've given a Liverpool manicure.
I've been missing my programme. Now, isn't that a lovely staircase? I hope they listen to her and put in an upstairs bathroom.
Oh, who cares? Look, no one wants to listen to you. I'll leave you be. Oh, what's the use?
What's the use? A very tidy prophet, that's what. And, oh dear me, haven't they chosen some nasty wallpaper?
Right, so the committee invaded the Earth in 19K7.9. And it took until 21K0.7 for Torchwood to do anything about it.
You're very metric there. And yes, and no. As I said, it's complicated. So, something straightforward instead. Captain Jack Harkness.
The hen night stripper I met in the corridor. Have I got the reference right?
Yeah, bang on, actually. But Jack is our oldest serving staff member. His pension is massive. I'm just not sure if he's ever actually retired.
He's still alive.
Safest to say, he's not dead. I'm making him sound complicated. He's really not. So long as you can ignore the moral deviousness and the three times he lived through the 20th century. Century 2.0K, is that right?
Just play the record.
Of course I didn't chuck it in the rift. Victoria had just given me the most important object on planet Earth, and she'd ordered me to throw it away. Things you need to know about Captain Jack Harkness. 1. Doesn't follow orders. 2. Kisses gift horses in the mouth. I'd known about the committee for some time. The Queen had been rather hazy about her involvement in it, or how the Russian branch of Torchwood had been embroiled in the whole soggy mess. All that had resulted was a whole lot of paperwork and death. This is what happens when you don't let an expert get involved. I said that to her. She laughed at me. Then she gave me the red key and told me to dispose of it. It looked just like a locket, but I knew it was hiding something. Part of the locket screamed, "Open me!" But, and don't tell anyone. I knew better. Again, most powerful object in the world, seemingly causing widespread upheaval to the whole of Russia, and she suggested that I toss it away. So I took it to Wales. After all, Wales, what's the worst that could happen? Okay, right then, fine. Quite a lot. In my defense? Oh, screw it. No one ever trusts anyone who says, in my defense. You always know, right then and there, that they messed up big time. In my defense, I had a careful plan. Right. The plan went like this. 1, go back to Torchwood Cardiff. 2, find out all about their rift because, and I'm telling you now, I had theories about how that was created. 3, settle in for a long wait. If I was right, that rift would be a massive battery. And you know who would pop in from time to time to recharge a ship. When that happened, I would thumb a lift. 4, find a way to use the red key for fun. Friendship, maybe more. 5, save the world. Actually, you see, point 5 got in the way quite a bit. Not my fault, but Cardiff, I'm telling you, that city has everything. Interstellar threats, alien war games, and drunken sailors. The last bit isn't really connected to the first two. I mean, I'd love it to be, but sadly, no. Anyway, rest assured, Captain Jack Harkness is brilliant with all 3. Especially the drunken sailors. He rises early in the morning. Oh, dear, happy, happy days. It was quite a summer, and a winter, and another summer. The thing about Cardiff is you don't really notice the time passing because of all the rain. The seasons merge into one. Anyway, the Queen died. Well, unless it was her clockwork duplicate. Never quite got to the bottom of that one. Suddenly I realized how much time had passed. Also, I had to rush back to London. Turned out the new king wasn't really a fan of Torchwood. The Prime Minister kept explaining it to him, and he just wasn't getting it. Problem was, he didn't believe in Torchwood or aliens. Your Majesty, I said to him, that's like not believing in France. I don't, he hiccuped. Apart from Paris, and then he laughed. So I took him to Paris and got him tight. You heard me. That solved our funding for a few months. I went back to Cardiff and kind of, in my defense... Forgot all about the red key again. Thing is, the sailors had changed. Not quite such a warm welcome in the docks. Lots of suspicion and dread. The old taverns empty. Strange rumors running around of something going on. Women going missing. Children going missing. Just poor people. So of course, no one really bothered. Except for me. I went looking for trouble, and I always found it. They were nesting. Tiger Bay didn't have sewers back then. It was just a filthy pond behind some packing crates. But there they were. Horrible, fetid creatures, rotten slime, trapped in their wrinkled flesh. They'd been eating the people. Well, of course they had. It's what we expected. Alien life comes here, eats us. But it was more complicated than that. These creatures weren't just alien. I mean, they weren't human, but if you looked at their bodies, they still had little scraps of clothing, uniform. Let me tell you, you may think anyone looks hot in a sailor's outfit, but these guys didn't. What had happened to them shouldn't have been possible. An alien attack leaving an infected wound? Interbreeding? But somehow, these guys had mutated with alien DNA. Something that was spreading at a massive rate through the docks of Cardiff, killing off people, yeah, but also trade. People were starving. Everyone was afraid. There was a dangerous mood in the air, and everyone knew about the plague, but no one spoke about it. They just knew that if you went out, you might not come home. And the numbers were growing, and it was getting worse. It all rang a bell. I went back to the hub, and I fished around in the store. There it was, the red key. It was like what had happened in Russia. A mighty finger poking at reality. We couldn't control the rift, not then, not really. I mean, could we ever? But hey, this one time, I knew I could open it up and fling it out. Out into nothing. And we'd really get somewhere. So, I threw it away. I threw away the most powerful object in the world. Well, I'd had it for a decade and really hadn't done that much with it. Wasted on me. So, I just got back to doing the right thing. To trying to do the right thing. I opened the rift and I threw the red key in. I hoped I wasn't too late. Yeah, students of history, you like dates. I got rid of it in 1914. Nothing bad happened then, did it? Not at all. No, nothing. Nope. I took a weapon from the arsenal and went back down to the docks. A proton flamethrower. Pretty hot stuff. I burned those creatures out of life. I felt sorry for them. I felt sorry for myself. I'd caused it. Those weird, snarling wretches. I destroyed them all. As sailors will tell you, there are some things that always stay the same. The North Star. Hardship. Even the worms that live inside a ship's biscuit and wriggle around in your mouth as you chew on them. You know what they call them? Weevils.
So, object one was this red key. A key.
Sort of.
And he threw it into a rift.
Yeah.
So, it's gone.
Funny story. Let's pop forward 90 years.
Hi. Can I speak to Yvonne, please?
You already are. Can I help you?
This is Susie Costello from Torchwood 3.
You sound wet.
I am wet. So wet. I'm stood in a bus shelter and it's not helping.
Let me guess. Well?
Yeah. The kind of place only Jack would send someone. Oh, hold on. That's my bus. Hey! Stop! Stop! No, 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 no! Oh, damn!
He didn't stop. Look, would you like me to send you a cab?
Really, I'm fine. It's just been a long day. Anyway, I've something which may interest you.
Tip for you. Always negotiate from a position of strength, not a bus shelter.
True. Right now, I'd give you the world for a warm towel and a cup of cocoa.
Oh, cocoa, my favourite. And let me guess, you'd like a job at Canary Wharf. That's normally why someone from Torchwood 3 called.
No, actually. It's about something I found. Something, you know...
Wait, I'll have to stop you there. You know that black auctions of alien artefacts are not permitted.
Yes, but it isn't why Jack sent me here. He wanted to find out what was going on in this town. Tiny Welsh place, Aberfair. Here's the thing. No one's left it. Not for years. No one visits, no one leaves. And do you know what I found?
Nothing.
The place is dead. The only factory's been shut for years. But get this. That doesn't stop everyone, young and old, from going to work there at 9 sharp until 5 sharp, then going home and staying there until the next day.
Intriguing. What are they making?
Well, right. This is the thing. OK.
Go on. Take your time. No, no, it's fine. Yeah, tell them to wait here, Anto. This is important. Thanks. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm making such a meal of this. The factory, Ovid Industries, the people there, they seem to be making each other.
What?
Life-size dolls of people from the town. Same clothes and everything. I mean, I looked up Ovid. At first, nothing. But they make...
Sex dolls. I once went to a Tupperware party that turned out not to be selling Tupperware. Cheese, wine, and did I want to buy a plastic Brad Pitt? Some people.
Exactly. But these were just ordinary people.
I see. Well, I don't know who's behind that, but we know how it ends.
A town full of alien replacements.
Don't worry. We can have a burn squad with you in half an hour.
No need. Workers went home at 5. At 5:15, I blew up the factory.
Oh, well, that's punctual.
Called the fire brigade. Guess what? No one came. The people of the town didn't react. Didn't come after me. Sat at home watching TV. Welsh TV. My guess is they'll just stay there. Job done.
That's a bit.
I know in London you probably have big resolutions, but Torchwood 3, we tend not to. Qualified success is our mission statement.
You've been working for Jack Hartness too long.
Anyway, I found something on the factory floor. A lump of silver.
Go on.
Now, don't panic, but I think I've found Object One.
No. Get away.
As far as I can tell, they had no idea what it was. They were just using it as a beam projector, and I've got it. The bad penny. In a carrier bag.
I'm sending the Brindisi flyer for you. 20 minutes tops.
Well, I'm standing on a road by the...
Don't worry. I know exactly where you are. Don't move, will you?
I wouldn't dream of it.
I'll buy you dinner. Then we can have a nice little chat about your future career.
Oh, I'd love that.
Excellent. Don't go anywhere. Ciao.
Did she buy it?
Totally.
The sooner we get the bad penny out of Wales, the better.
Do you really think that object is cursed?
Maybe.
And what's the worst that can happen? After all, Torchwood London's not going anywhere.
More's the pity. Good job, Susie Costello. You're surprisingly devious.
Thanks.
And to think, I'd be pegged as a daddy's girl.
Daddy's girl.
Suresh, is now a good time to talk? Excellent. Listen, you might want to give Miss Trent at Ovid a bell and let them know their Aberfair project has gone up in smoke. Literally. No, don't worry. We can deny any involvement. Assure them of that. Just tell them it was a cowboy at Torchwood, Cardiff. Oh, I know, bless. They stumbled across it. Might want to warn Ovid to be a bit more cautious about it. Put together a training package for them. An expensive one. No need to step in. Keep leading them on. We need to find out what the committee are up to before we decide what action to take. But yes, play this right, and it could be a useful shot across the bows. Never hurts. Now, one more thing. Guess what? Wales's answer to Annie Oakley is right now in a hyperjet here with a present for me in a carrier bag. Now, of course, it's not a bag for life. They don't have them in Wales. But guess what the present is? No? Give up. It's Object One. Yes, seriously. It was embedded in the equipment. Clearly, they had no idea what they were using. And now we're getting it. I know. Today's my lucky day.
And that was, I suppose, the beginning of the end for Torchwood One.
Pause playback.
Dim problem.
So it's now the bad penny.
Object One's had a fair number of names. The Silas Obelisk, the Concordex, the Devil's...
And having thrown it into a rift...
It popped back up. Had a habit of doing that. A little bit cursed.
Captain Jack gave it back to Torchwood One.
Yeah, we took office politics to a whole new level.
And some of Torchwood One were, it seems... Wait. Working against other people in Torchwood for the committee?
Well, records are a bit all over the place on that one. Tiny bit classified.
Even from Torchwood?
Yeah. Let's look at when they gained a ruling interest in the 21st century. But, you know, they lost in the end. Well, sort of.
Come on.
Hello. You've reached the Jubilee Pizza Company. There's no one in right now to take your order. Please speak after the beep. Beep.
This is a message for Captain Jack Harkness. Eve Trent. We've never met. Well, not up close. That sniper in Zurich. Hello. Anyway, this is sort of, more or less, my confession from the ladies' loo. When you work for the committee, people think it's all private jets and luxury hotels. Instead, here I am. Aberdeen Airport. 40-minute delay. Even secret conspiracies have delays. Plenty of extra time for plotting and scheming. And a posh coffee. Well, Aberdeen's answer to posh coffee. Hey-ho. Yes, I work for the committee. I'm not, since you're asking, an alien. But I work for them. Well, I think I do. They look just like you and me. I know. Bit disappointing. I was expecting... oh, I don't know, something nightmarish, green. Of course, they're not their real bodies. Oh, that's my job, by the way. I make new bodies for them. Insane, really. I go home and see my parents at the weekend. How's work? Keeping you busy? Yes, Dad, can't complain. And that's where it stops. How else am I supposed to finish that sentence? It's been a tough week building containers for alien souls. For some reason, they just don't like the arms. What's wrong with the arms, we ask them. They work fine. Oh, you wouldn't understand, they tell us. On the inside, they just feel a bit wrong. They're taking over the planet and they're worried about how their arms work. I'm not even sure how I ended up working for the committee. Or even when I realised I was working for the committee. I can remember when they told me they were aliens. My manager... well, yes, it's all very professional. She called me in and told me... got to rush this, I'm afraid, Eve. Got a meeting in 10. That's how it began. When she told me the world was being taken over by aliens and that she was one. I'd like to say that life suddenly all made sense, right there and then. I mean, obviously all managers are aliens. It explains why they behave like they've never met a human being before. The company I work for was just like any other. People work from home. They pull sickies. They miss meetings. They trample on each other's schemes. Grand initiatives end up not so grand. Failures are polished to look like successes. And of course, we're always behind schedule. The one reassurance, the one saving grace. When things screw up, no one pipes up, "Cheer up, it's not the end of the world." It is. It's funny thinking about that. That's what we're working towards. We take a lot of holidays. You'll see books on desks. 101 places to see before you die. The 7 wonders of the world. That sort of thing. Facebook is full of pictures of us. In temples at dawn, hot air balloons, surfing, making the most of the world while it lasts. Divorce rate's pretty high too. The end of the world makes you question a lot of things about life. Oh, also, we all get a spare ticket in the life rafts or the bunkers or whatever. One spare ticket. Choose. Wife, boyfriend, least annoying child. Me? I'm taking my ancient Springer Spaniel, Tavistock. No, it's true, I've never met anyone special. Poor me. But also, I really like Tavistock. Funny that. I could look out at all of humanity, find someone I liked and tell them, the world is ending and I've got a free ticket out of here. And once they believed me, and I am very persuasive, they'd jump at the chance. I could take Johnny Depp with me to the bunker. Only, well, all I can think is Johnny Depp doesn't have a ticket, so who is Johnny Depp? Also, there is no bunker, no life raft, no escape shuttle. It has all been a con. The Committee of Erebus doesn't care about us. After all, we're only human. I found out, by accident, some secret conspiracy we are. Someone had left the paperwork lying around on my boss's desk. Or maybe she did. By error, or it was left out for me to find. We are a conspiracy. It does so encourage paranoia. But there were the plans for Project Life Raft. There were bunkers, of course. You can buy a bunker cheaply enough. Lots of them in Aberdeen. Sold at auction by the army. So I came here, ostensibly for a meeting with our North Sea Oil Exploration Department. Turns out, that oil supply crisis you've been reading about, we've just been siphoning it all off. To you and me, oil's just a way of fueling the car. To aliens, it's a priceless archaeological commodity. Fancy. Anyway, after the meeting, I treated myself to a detour. Drove the hire car over to one of the bunkers, just to make sure. After all, I could have just seen an old plan or a paperwork error. It was neither. It is, as I said, easy enough to buy a bunker, but this wasn't fitted out as a transmat station, a life pod, or even a survival dome. No iron beds, not even a tin of beans. This was just an empty bunker. And it was so cold. When the apocalypse comes, we're going to get on buses, smiling smugly at the end of the world. Tavistock will sit on the seat beside me, blissfully unaware of the glares from people who could have brought along another child instead of my farty old dog, but we'd all have kept our peace as we thought of what we were escaping. Until they herded us into the bunkers and sealed the doors. And we realized we're as much fools as the rest of the human race. The Committee of Erebus doesn't care about us, any of us. When their plan is finished, that's it. And that's why I'm warning you, because you have to stop it. I see. Draka in the hire car, was it? You really should trust us. After all, we've trusted you. I'm coming! Hello there. Shall we get this over with? I don't suppose you like dogs, do you, Jack? Probably not. Oh, well.
And some people did not even know they were working for the committee.
Oh, brunch, is it?
Yes.
We're now the kind of couple who do weekend brunch.
Yeah. I didn't get in from recovering bits of flying saucer until 2, and you know what? Just this once, I didn't have the heart to try and wake you up early.
Well, when are we going for our morning run?
Never. Toasty. You won't let that get cold, will you?
No. Oh, this is perfection. Mm-hmm. Just you and me and a lovely cup of...
Oh, yes, yes, all right, I'm doing it. Coffee's in the pot. Oh, just us.
Oh, bloody Torchwood, I knew it.
Actually, love, it's you.
Oh. Oh! Big man from the office, you know, big one. Hey, gorgeous, what's occurring? What? 2 extra shipments come in? More fridge parts? Is someone trying to freeze whales? Yeah, fine. Look, find a driver and send them through, but charge them double, yeah? Yeah, right. No worries. Have a good day. Bye-bye, yeah. You too.
Am I interrupting something?
I just have a natural allure.
B-O?
Hey, it's not just you as crises, right? That was Mandy. Yet another shipment of industrial refrigeration units. For some reason, recently, it's been all fridges all the time at Howard's. Initially, I thought it was a job for you lot, but no. Turns out Millingdale's are opening an ice cream factory in Troyderhill. Massive place it'll be.
What, to cope with the mammoth Welsh demand for ice cream?
Yes.
In February.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Look, leave it. Just once. You've got enough on your plate.
The only thing on my plate is bacon. It's the weekend.
What could it be for, though?
The what?
Well, the vast cold sore.
Cold sore? What are you talking about, Rich?
An alien has to be cold?
Well, maybe. Creatures made of ice?
Really? Or a really, really big sperm bank? Oh, wait. Someone's found some Nazis and they're
frozen. Seriously, Rhys?
Well, they found them and they don't know how to defrost them. You can't microwave Nazis, can you, love?
Well, shut up. Eat your toast and shut up.
Frozen, aren't you, super soldier?
Well, shut up now.
Now, this is going to take a lot of explaining. It's 2007, and my name is Ivan Putin. No relation. But, yes, I've heard all the jokes. Most amusing. So, I work for the Kavui, Russian Torchwood. Above the Tsar, beyond the secret police. If it is alien, it's ours. Providing your private army don't get there first. We are incorruptible. Because, alas, Kavui too unimportant to bother corrupting. Do you know, it has been 3 years since anyone has offered me a bribe.
Ivan, you called a steal? Your mother, had you a mother, would be ashamed.
That is Maxim, my boss. Until someone finally kills him. I think he'd like that. And there's nothing wrong with my tea. Anyway, today will be tough. Worth recording for posterity, especially if somebody blows up our base. Wouldn't be surprised. This spot would make nice shopping mall. Shopping malls! The 21st century really is when everything in Russia changes. So, today Maxim gives me a difficult task. To tell 5 of the richest men in Moscow that there's a slight problem with their girlfriends. They're not human. They were made in sex doll factory. Yes. That is going to go down well. These 5 men are all bidding for Galatine ultimate weapon system, sold off by estate of the late Neil Redmond, who, it seemed, also owned sex doll of himself, which killed him. Apparently, sex game gone wrong, so very, very wrong. Some people. All very grubby. 5 rich, powerful men with long and terrible memories are going to be told their girlfriends melt when held too close to a fire. And, oh, by the way, they will check that. How am I supposed to tell 5 powerful men that and live? I doubt I'll make it through the day. The risk is too great. What if Kavui blackmail them? Tricky. You know what? I'll tell the plastic girlfriends their cover has been blown. Let them murder their boyfriends. Yes, that's the best solution. Good girls. Then I'll have them run over by cars. Hiring an assassin in Moscow? Expensive, but you can find a bad driver on every corner. Illegally parked. Then, of course, I'd better tell Torchwood. Torchwood. We have a complicated history. When Tsar Alexander found out that Queen Victoria had secret force against alien attack, naturally, he wanted one of his own. In the early days, the Kavui was mighty. We had silos stretching from the Volga to the Black Sea. We were going to take on the stars. Then, things got difficult. And then, Kavui invited the committee back. Big mistake. Well, we were losing alien arms race, and the committee had helped us before, but this time they weren't going away. The committee invade worlds. They run them for profit. Capitalism. But once world stops turning a profit, what comes next? I do not know. I really don't. Today, 5 Russian billionaires are bidding for the ultimate weapon because their girlfriends told them to. That is the committee. Today? Yes. I'll stop them today. But tomorrow? How many tomorrows do we have left?
I'm getting a handle on the committee. What I need to know is where Object One comes in. I mean, after all, if they were invading, wiping out all life on Earth, I mean, they didn't, did they?
Are you sure about that?
Well, yes. I'm from Earth.
Oh, yeah, sure you are.
What?
No. Here's why Object One came to be called the Bad Penny. Because no matter how many times it was thrown away, it kept turning up. Wherever the committee or Torchwood were, there it was. And maybe it was waiting. And maybe it was causing trouble.
I would like the green one with a little bit of the blue one.
I think you've had enough.
Nah.
Perhaps call it a night, yeah?
People come in here to drink and forget, no?
Oh, yes.
Well, tonight I'm really drinking to forget. Tell you what, have one yourself. Go on, my treat.
Okay. Sure you're not a wine drinker?
Not in a Cardiff bar.
Fair enough.
Oh, so pretty. Bob's up?
You want me to call you a taxi?
No, I live around the corner. We are in the bay, aren't we?
No.
Oh. Oh, well. It's been that sort of day.
Clearly.
Do you mind me chatting to you? I always like it in films, you know. Friendly barman, talking to a lost soul.
Well, I've nothing on, other than restocking the crisps.
You have no poetry in your heart. The thing is, I've been very clever and I'm dying to tell someone.
Right.
My name is Toshiko Sato, and I work for a top secret organisation called Torchwood. We hunt aliens.
You can still phone you a taxi, no problem.
I'm fine. So, come. I love you. Sorry, there's this alien language I decoded the other day. It's basically a symbolic sequence of mood shifts, kind of arranged on a Venn diagram system. So when you want to say I love you, you overlap the signs for I love and you, which I think is so pretty and clever. Anyway, that's not the clever thing I was talking about. You see, I was in Russia the other week and rescuing a lost cosmonaut, and she said to me...
I'm just going to unload the dishwasher. Cycle's finished.
Oh. You know, you really need to look at your glassware stacking. That's only about 73% efficiency at best.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
Russia.
Yeah, so I'm in Russia rescuing this cosmonaut. Only she didn't know why she was there. And she brought something back with her. Like a locket. It's in my pocket. It works. This little silver thing... She brought it from another dimension to give to me.
That's so. How much do you think it's worth?
Not the point. Listen, I've looked this up in the computer, and I know what it is. It's been hanging around Torchwood since the very start. It's called the Bad Penny, because it brings bad luck.
Bad luck?
I know. Isn't it fascinating? Like, it's able to see all possible futures and steer towards the worst of all possible worlds. And that's amazing because, and bear with me, if there's a way of doing that, then there's a way of doing the opposite. This little locket. It's a matter of finding what it was emitting and how it was emitting it. And then, sorry if I'm going on too quickly, but then sort of reverse engineering that. And long story short, I found a way of saving the world.
You're kidding.
Nope, dead easy. I put a simple field inverter around this thing. Bad becomes good, increase the strength, and I increase the field. We all get a happy ending.
How?
Well, that's where it gets a bit lecturing. I don't want to be that person.
No, of course you don't.
There are complicated fields around the Earth. Disrupt them and you change things. You could stop everyone dying, for instance.
Wow.
I did it. I made a perfect world. Well, a perfect world for me. I took something designed for evil and I made so much good. I called Mum. She sounded so happy for the first time in ages. Just simple things. Owen held my hand. We went for coffee. He kissed me. Big things, you know? You'd fire your gun at a water dragon and hit it first time.
What's a water dragon?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, Owen kissed me. I mean, I know Mum would never approve of him. Actually, even I don't approve of him. But anyway, I made the world a better place.
You should get an award.
No, because I've had 2 days of it, and it's wrong. You can't force perfection. A war ended in Africa simply because I heard about it on the news. No one should have that kind of power. I've got all the luck in the world.
Prove it.
Okay, well, I got a barman to pour me a drink when he didn't want to.
Oh, good point.
See? No one should be able to do that. So, that's it. Enough. I've dismantled the device. The world can look after itself.
But surely, you know, like the Middle East.
Nope.
And...
sorry, it's over.
But you can't. You must, I
nope.
mean. Right, my aunt, she's
nope.
ill, right?
Nope, it's too late. Hold on.
Wow.
There it goes. Bye. I've thrown the locket into another dimension. And earlier, I slipped a tiny little pill in my drink. It'll take all my memory of the last 2 days, the last two glorious days.
But me, I know. I'll find a way to make you tell me I will.
Nope. Did you like your drink? Because there was a pill in that too.
You stupid, selfish cow. Think of the world.
Actually, right now, I'm just thinking of falling asleep. Does she go out?
So, how are we doing?
Well, Torchwood, got that.
Mm-hmm.
The committee, got that too.
Uh-huh.
But Object One, and sorry if I'm being thick, but it keeps turning up. I mean, yeah, okay. But the bad luck thing. Got any more on that?
Oh, yeah, loads.
There's a list of us, see? They call it the Red List. You know how it is. Everyone thinks their boss is a shit. Even the good ones are rubbish. But at Torchwood, well, the bad ones are really bad. Hence the Red List. Not a blacklist. No, the Red List. That's for the leaders who kill their teams. The Red List is quite long. Worst thing is, I don't even make the top of it. I killed them all. My name is Alex Hopkins, and on the very last day of the 20th century, everything changed.
Tell your fortune, sir.
Not now, thanks. Bit busy.
There are no aliens here.
I'm sorry.
Look around you, Alex Hopkins. It's an innocent fun fair, unless you'd like to shoot at the ducks. You like guns, don't you?
Who are you?
This is the form that suits me today. I chose it because it goes with my dress. Now, shall I read your cards?
No. No, thank you. I've heard about you. What you are.
Really? Pity. This card is quite interesting. And this one. And this one. Would you like to see them?
No.
Shame. Please, help me. I would like to go home.
You know we can't do that for you. We repatriate who we can.
Because I no longer have a home. You think there's nowhere for me to go?
Those are the rules.
Alex Hopkins, always following the rules. Very well then, I'll stay. There's much to see here, and I do like to watch. Never married?
No.
No children?
No. Why are you asking?
And your parents? Wait. Marjorie. 75. In remission. For another 3 months.
What?
Tell her to book a doctor's appointment. And I have another gift for you.
What is this?
A piece of jewellery. A silver locket. Perhaps not quite your style, but still. Keep it.
Why? I don't...
You've recently received an offer, haven't you? To do some, forgive me, freelance consulting? Is that right?
To spy. To spy on Torchwood. For something called the committee. I don't really know who they are. It doesn't matter. I said no.
You clearly know nothing about Torchwood's history.
Why should I? I'm the head of Torchwood Cardiff.
London doesn't care about us. We're a joke. We're the dumping ground for the awkward, the broken, the weird.
I like weird.
Oh, I bet you do.
The committee. Ah. Oh.
They're a problem that has been around Torchwood since its very beginning, and will be at its very end.
What?
Oh, you heard. Jeremiah.
Eh?
Private joke. Punchline's a long time in coming.
Doesn't matter. The committee. They're waking up. They're coming. They're going to change the future. Look closely at the people around you. Your team. How many of them already work for the committee? I can tell you.
None of them. I trust them. They're like family.
Okay, then. I'm sure you're right.
Paranoia won't work on me. We've had all the training in the world against that kind of thing. That's your problem. You're a bit obvious.
Maybe you're right. But I've planted a seed, haven't I? You'll never look at any of them in the same way again. You'll wonder, who can you trust?
Nah. If it's any of them, it'd be Jack. But even so...
No, it's not Jack.
Then who? Never mind. Never mind. I was out hunting a spider form. Can't even enjoy my New Year's Eve, bloody Torchwood.
Of course. Enjoy the trinket. If you want to know, if you want to know who you can trust and what's coming, open it. Break the rules.
I'm good, thanks. Anyway, I'll be off. See you around.
No, you won't. Happy New Year!
I couldn't help it. I just couldn't. I dealt with a spider form, saved Newport, and got back to the hub with an hour to spare. Plenty of time to set up for the party. A little too much time. You know, when you're laying out the sausage rolls and putting the bubbly on ice and you're thinking, well, I wonder if anyone's going to come. What else is there to do? And then suddenly, you're finished. And there's 20 minutes to spare. And you just don't want to check your emails or catch up on paperwork. So I wondered, what if that little girl was right? What if one of my team... Well, I was going to check, just to prove her wrong. The locket. I couldn't see how it could help. I mean, really, how could it destroy the committee? How could it tell me who I could trust? What was going to happen? I opened the locket. And I saw it all. What was to come? The invasions, the deals government had done with the committee. With the 456. The way it all got sick and out of hand. I saw the terrible things Jack had done. The worst things he would do. A world where we sacrificed children. Where no one could die. And where we were all wiped out and replaced by something new. A nightmare. And the killing. The killing never stopped. I opened the locket. And I joined the Red List. My team turned up. I poured them drinks. They were party hats. We talked about our Christmases, about the times they'd spent with friends, family, our hopes for the next year, about how the Millennium Bug really had turned out to be a giant insect. And Jack. Jack had dropped a truck on it. Oh, Jack. If only he'd been there to take all the bullets, because I had so many. I killed them. I killed my whole team. Because I had to spare them. At first they thought the gun in my hands was a game, a prank. Tasteless, stupid. And then they were dead. The last one, Ariana. She had time to plead. And I had time to tell her how sorry I was. I knew what was coming. I had to spare them. I opened the locket. I saw what was to come. And I wanted to stop time. My name is Alex Hopkins. And I am on the Red List.
So, oh, blimey. Bad luck if you open that locket, see?
Or if you own it.
Totally. I've got loads more on Object One. But I never asked why you were so interested in it.
The Bad Penny.
The Bad Penny, yeah. Just struck me. It sounds like a pub name, doesn't it?
Shut up.
Well, my friend Gwen used to say that a lot to me.
You want to know why I want to know about the Bad Penny?
Well, you know, a lot of no's there. A polite curiosity, that's all. But hey, if you don't want to talk, no worries.
This is the reason. You heard what the little girl said. It would haunt Torchwood from its very beginning to its very end.
Oh, blimey.
Object One. I own it.